plays a good Friday feeling song to get us going. Kenny Loggins and Footloose. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. How's it going and all?
Happy Friday, everyone. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thank you for waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Friday, 18th of September, 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm grand, I think. I don't really haven't checked in with myself just yet.
Yes, although you're not happy about the fact that you had to wear long pants.
I'm not a bit happy about wearing long pants. My bike is due at service today. Which means you can't be willy-nillying around on a motorcycle with a pair of...
Do you ever wear shorts on your bike?
Nah, it would be frowned upon.
Why
don't... You know what I mean?
Why don't, you know
what
would be good is if you wore... If you wore cycling gear on your motorbike, if you were in full lycra...
That would be even more frowned upon.
Tighties. Yeah, because then you'd be despised by loads of people.
I should have worn me tights in just so you could see them.
If you wore your lycra tighties.
Oh, lovely,
and a little bike helmet and everything.
I should have worn them.
As you zoom around the streets of Dublin.
Yeah, so I'm in long pants.
It's a rare occurrence seeing you in long pants now.
It's so long that I forgot where I kept me long socks.
Oh, you've even looked at the long socks on as well.
Oh, yeah, I forgot where I put them. I was like, oh, my God. I automatically went to the short sock situation.
We're going to have to do that thing, you know, like wealthy people do, where they have a different outfit for the different parts of the day.
I know.
Like, you have your breakfast wear, then you have your casual wear.
I know, I should have my studio jacket and my biking pants. Yeah, I know, that's what I should have.
Or have a change of clothes. Ready for you?
Absolutely, yes. Come in and there's a lad going, are you ready for changing for the show?
Yes, will you be wearing the shorts today, sir?
I was thinking of doing the show nudes today, thank you very much.
Right, hopefully you're in good form, looking forward to a decent weekend. We're hoping the weather holds. It was nice yesterday.
It was very nice again.
Yeah.
Very nice again, yeah. I was sitting outside and everything.
It got cold quite quick in the evenings, have you noticed that?
It started to do it. Actually, it's a little bit of a nip in the evenings. You know, you wouldn't be sitting in the nip in the evenings.
No.
It'd catch you out.
Absolutely.
I bought 3 big scoops of ice cream, so I did, just in time for the cold. It was a bad idea.
Spiller and Groove Jet here at Classic Hits, almost 14 minutes past 6. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 18th of September. Happy Friday to you, folks. Hopefully you're in good Friday form, looking forward to the weekend. About to take on the birthdays. I'll tell you how many. We were absolutely spoiled with the birthdays today.
Oh, fantastic, right?
We were
good.
Dropping them left, right and centre.
So there is a chance.
I've left out names like James Marsden, the actor.
Oh, jeepers.
Jada Pinkett Smith or whatever.
Oh, I'm glad you left him out. God, I can't remember.
Kevin Doyle, our own Kevin Doyle, the footballer. Left him out.
Oh, God, must be good.
Alex Stepney, of course, legendary Manchester United goalkeeper. Left him out.
Right.
Oh, loads of people I left out. That's how spoiled we are. I left out John Fashanu from the Crazy Gang.
Oh, my God, you're joking.
Back in the day, yeah, that's how... Because we got some big names.
What a selection we have.
Some big names for you today. Right, here we go. I'll tell you something. We may not get past the first name when when he goes on a rant on this lad. I'll tell you something.
Oh,
we could be here all day. Anyway, it is the birthday of Lance Armstrong.
Ah! Lance Armstrong, I'll tell you something.
Cycling legend.
Cycling legend. Absolute legend, so he was.
Yeah. And I tell you something. His picture is up all over the place, including drug labs. From here to...
I have to say, like, fair. I'm one of those people that, you know, a lot of people absolutely despise him because he cheated in the sport and everything. I think he's his psychopathic behaviour and abuse of people is terrible. But taking the juice, good for you, man. They were all at it. They were all at
it. Yeah, it was. It was everywhere, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he, like...
It must be it must be one of the sports that struggles most with trying to clear its name.
Well, I think maybe, to be honest with you, it was just that it was first to the post, if you know what I mean. So it found out, you know, you can stick this stuff in your... And your woo goes, woo-hoo-hoo. And they realise it. And they end up all the doctors working on it. Where now it's in all the sports.
Yeah.
And it's probably in cycling maybe least because... It's
because they're monitoring
so
much, right?
And the fact that cycling times are slower now than they were in 1995 kind of shows.
Well, I still, you know, I'm not prepared to let it go. Like when I drive by cyclists, you know, in their licorice all sorts gear on the street, I make a point of rolling down the window and shouting, "Druggy!"
That's just some old lad. Cycling for a muffin.
Some lad with a basket on the front with a shopping in it.
Jesus! What happened there? I don't even smoke a bit of that.
I wasn't near the chemist.
Yeah, that stuff I'd be doing wouldn't keep you. I mean, it's arthritis medication I take. I know, yeah. But I honestly think you'd be... I know it's a terrible and it's a very unpopular attitude, but I think you'd be mad not to do drugs in the Tour de France back then.
You're actually mad looking forward to... You've said in the past you're looking forward to the day when they have a specific tournament where we know in advance everybody taking part in this tournament is on the juice.
Is on something. I imagine it'd be so much better.
Like the... We have the... do they call it the Paralympic Games now? No, they call it something else, don't they?
No, the Paralympics.
Do they call it the Paralympic Games? Right, so now, so you're looking forward to a Drug Olympic Games.
Yeah.
Where the long jump is 3 miles.
3 miles long. And when there's the cycling race and all, they're going around the velodrome and they're going around 87 miles an hour and all. And where there's lads, imagine the high jumping, springs. They're leaving, they're jumping so fast their shoes are left on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. Now, the 100 metre sprint is done in 4 seconds.
0.4 of a second.
0.4 of a second. Like, it's like watching cartoons. I mean, to be honest, if that was on at the same time as the
it
regular Olympics,
it would be very entertaining.
You'd never watch the regular
That's true,
Olympics.
Yeah. Anyway, right, so the Bell Lawrence Armstrong, stripped, of course, of all of his victories. He had won 7 consecutive Tour de France.
7 Tour de France. And, of course, no one was replaced. They didn't put the second person in. Why is that? Because they were on the juice as well.
The other thing as well, of course, is the fact... I mean, look, obviously, you know, he cheated and he was caught and he paid the price for it.
Oh,
but, I mean...
Yeah.
Before that, the whole recovery from cancer thing and everything.
Amazing.
It was so inspirational.
Oh, he was the most inspirational character, yeah.
Yeah, and all that's gone now.
Well,
except in peace.
I don't know what you're talking about. He did all of that, and then he won 7 Tour de France's. And I have to say, if I was him, I'd be walking around going, then my name might not be in the record books, but the jersey's on the wall.
Right, stick an age on him.
He's like 53.
Not bad, 49.
Ah, for
he
God's
does look
sake.
A bit older than 49.
Does look a bit older. A lot of the cyclists
The juice will do that, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose a little bit. I suppose he sped up his ageing process dramatically.
Right, Lance Armstrong, 49. Now, what about this lad? Right, Ronaldo. Now, I'm talking
Ronaldo.
Unfortunately, as we've come to call him.
Oh, I said real Ronaldo. I know what you mean. A lot of people refer to him unfairly as Fat Ronaldo.
That is very true.
Yeah, of course they do.
Which is such... I mean, what a player he was.
I think he put the weight on to distract from the haircut. I'll be honest with you.
He did like to leave a little...
Remember the half
sort
moon?
Of a weird... And a weird Brazilian strip sometimes.
It's like he went in and he says, see the way this is full moon? I want half moon. So that's what he said to the barber. I'm on full moon. I want half moon. And it was funny then when you saw young lads around Ireland copying the half moon haircut.
Yeah.
It's like, look at the mad little ginger fella with the half moon.
Fantastic. Him and his pomp,
absolutely fantastic. One of the best we've ever seen.
Yeah.
But so brief, it felt so fast. He sort of came and went,
And then that sad episode in the
World Cup final. Ah, jeepers, it was awful. It was awful. Making him play.
He doesn't even get remembered in the same sort of... You know, he doesn't get put up there alongside the... Ronaldinho. Ronaldinho's not a good example. He's fallen on hard times.
Talk about it. You said Lance Armstrong fell from grace.
Yeah, moving on. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying. He's not up there. He could be up there with the Maradonas of the world, you know.
Yeah, for a brief, albeit too brief spell, but still.
Yeah, I know.
He was spectacular.
Some people saying he's the best player they ever saw. And all we ever talk about is he put on some weight. Remember the haircut? Why ever happened to him? That's it. That's all anyone says. It's desperate.
It must be awful for him. You know, I was one of the greatest strikers in the world at the time.
Yeah,
Maybe the greatest striker in the world for a couple of years.
Yeah, were you? Yeah.
Yeah, but, man, that haircut.
I saw him score a hat-trick for Real Madrid in Old Trafford, you know.
No way!
Yeah, I did,
my God, what
same
a moment
night,
in time.
Same night that Beckham scored a free kick, and I think it was maybe his last free kick for United that he scored. It's all the same night.
So you walked away from that going, did you see the haircut?
I was like, hair on your man, I said. That's what I took from it. So I will say that he's...
He's not that old
No,
now.
He's not. He's probably the same age as Lance Armstrong. I'm 48.
He's 44.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were going to say the same age as you.
Oh, my God.
44 is all he is.
So young still.
It's mad.
What happened there?
Sure, there's lads still playing at 44.
There is. Playing for United. I think United are buying them. The negotiations goes on that long that they're actually 44 before they sign the feckin' thing. I think that's what's going on.
Yeah, they love signing young talents. They just take so long to sign them that they become old talents.
Yeah, that there's a year left in their legs. They've been working on Messi since 1996.
Right, another footballer, maybe not quite at the Ronaldo level, but for us, always a hero, John Aldridge.
John Aldridge, yeah, of course.
Celebrating his birthday today.
Who loves it, played for Tranmere for years as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
Which uses the Rockford Files as their on the pitch music.
Brilliant.
Brilliant, isn't it?
First man apparently to have a penalty saved in the FA Cup final.
Was he?
So it says here.
That's a really terrible record to have, isn't it?
Yeah.
First fella to disappoint his team in an FA Cup final.
Because you had Kevin Moore in the first one sent off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
John Aldridge, first one to have a penalty saved. It's probably loads of those firsts.
Probably.
First lad to trip running onto the pitch. You know.
Yeah, there's definitely loads of that. First lads, yeah. Like Gary Lineker was the first man to poop his shorts while playing against Ireland.
Truly great records. Actually, since we're going to be talking about world records, I tell you, there might be something in that for you. First man to poop his shorts live on air.
Yeah, yeah. What a record. What did you do? Oh, it was something achievable, yeah. I pooped me shorts in front of the gym on air.
Yeah, it was great. Well, you know, I had to get my name in there somewhere.
Well, you know what I mean? Lance Armstrong and all. At least I did my poop with dignity. I didn't cheat. I got to say...
Right, Aldo.
I gotta say,
we've met, haven't we?
We've met, yeah. Lovely fella, and scored a very important goal for Ireland. If it wasn't for that goal against the Mexicans, we wouldn't have got into the next round. Wasn't that the thing? I gotta say, he's like, he's 57.
Believe it or not, he's 62.
Is he?
62.
Jeepers.
Looks all right on it, to be fair to him.
Oh, my God.
Right, come on, one more football legend. Actually, no, there's a couple more football legends. In fact, I'll give you them both together at the same time. Are they? No, they're very different ages, to be fair. I can't even believe I had to check that. But anyway, one is goalkeeping legend Peter Shilton.
Oh, we're really into the football. We've got Peter Shilton, yeah.
Yeah, and the other is a member of the Invincibles, Sol Campbell. Sol Campbell wasn't part of the... Was he? No, he wasn't part of that... Part of that Arsenal side that went unbeaten, Sol Campbell? I don't know. You see, not being an Arsenal supporter, I don't know. But anyway...
We try to forget everything Arsenal ever did.
Big player for England.
I still question if Thierry Henry even played for that side myself, you know, because it was so disappointing watching him be brilliant all the time.
Yeah.
I gotta say,
Who was Peter? Actually, it was Peter Shilton's. Who was his main club side?
Was he Arsenal? Arsenal, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
He?
So you've got a couple of Arsenal legends. Although Sol Campbell, of course, had that. Played originally for Spurs, didn't he?
Yes.
Which way did he go? Did he go Spurs, Arsenal, or Arsenal, Spurs?
Don't know.
Spurs, Arsenal, I think, was it?
I haven't a clue. I don't know. I suppose all bad things end at Arsenal, so I suppose there's a possibility here.
They're very different ages.
Very different. So Peter Shilton's ancient. He must be like 78.
71.
Off. Right. And
Sol Campbell's
like he's
not that old now.
No, 46.
Yes!
Yeah, go on there, lad.
46. And then finally we got off the football to one Linda Lusardi.
Linda Lusardi, all the big knockers on the paper every week. Remember, you'd be there. Oh my God, I remember her. She'd be on the soda. She was at the big curly perm and the knockers hanging out. Oh, she was, and then she was on all the chat shows and everything, and that's all they ever asked for about. So how did you get into having the knockers hanging out? Oh, well, the knockers be hanging out all the time. That's what they'll be doing. Did your husband mind? Not at all. She was loving the money when the knockers are out. It went on for years.
Oh my God. Now apparently a regular on that programme, Loose Women.
Yes, she is.
It's fantastic. When you've spent most of your career with your baboobas out in the public arena, and then you go on a programme called Loose Women.
I'm telling you something, fair play to her. She made a great career. She's lovely and all as well. If I could make a career with my testicles hanging out, I'd do it. I got to say, she's 53.
62.
Good on you. You look deadly. Fair play to you.
Classic hits.
How you doing? Now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim, waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you, John. Happy Friday to you, sir. How are you?
Very well. Happy Friday to you all.
Good stuff. Looking forward to a decent weekend. Have you anything kind of exciting planned?
Nothing too exciting, to be quite honest about it. I have a camogie match to go to on Sunday. That's about the extent of it now.
Wow.
Sounds good.
Camogie game.
Yeah, camogie. Obi-Wan
camogie. Are you playing or...?
No, I'll be Obi-Wan camogie on the sideline there, you know.
Obi-Wan camogie.
That's great. Yeah.
I like it. By the way, anything filtering out of Tala Stadium in relation to what Zlatan thought of it or anything?
Well, he gave his jersey to Aaron Green, apparently, who subsequently gave it to his son. And so all of that's very positive.
Yeah.
But Zlatan, even at 38, you see the silky touches and everything else. The quality of the fella is unquestioned. But then you see people who you don't necessarily know, Hakan Çalhanoğlu, who scored the second goal, Turkish international. You have to follow football, I suppose, to a fairly advanced level.
I mean, fairness, if you're getting into the Turkish league.
Yeah, this is the thing. But the touches, the the movement. This is their first game of the season.
Yeah.
They've had no pre-season.
Different class.
Different gravy. Yeah. Absolutely. And no
I was just curious as to whether or not Zlatan kind of like was disturbed by the fact that there wasn't already a statue of him in Tala.
Yeah.
He's fantastic.
I don't know. I heard he was hanging out with CV in the subway over in the square. That's what I heard.
It'd be very Zlatan to wonder, like, you know, why there wasn't like posters of him up or something around.
I am the greatest player that's ever been here, and there's no fanfare. This is ridiculous.
Paolo Maldini's a technical director. Who knew these days? Of course, I mean, obviously the guy's an icon.
Yeah.
Part of one of the most celebrated teams that ever went on a pitch. He's a technical director, and he met Stephen Bradley afterwards and was saying, you know, how beautiful your team were and all this kind of stuff, the general, how we'd translate Italian back into English, that your team are very beautiful and that they play a tremendous, you know, all this stuff. And Stephen Bradley, like, kind of enamoured by this. This is fair enough. I mean, you know, it's not faint praise. You got to take the guy at his word, so fair enough. If you have one of the greatest footballers that ever kicked leather come down and say, I like your team, you're doing really well, you know.
You'd be mad. Yeah. You get a job off the back of that, wouldn't you?
Exactly.
I'd have that on my CV. Straight. You know what Maldini said about me, do you?
Yeah, I'll be here. Oh, God, say it again. Go on, Paolo, please, say it again.
Good friend of PJ Gallagher's, of course, Paul Young. Who are you? Love of the common people here.
Still think that's a very rude question to be asked by him when we were on stage.
On the same show, for God's sake. You should have turned around and said, well, whoever I am, I'm every bit as famous and talented as you.
And then he'd have gone, well, that's a lie anyway. Yeah, I mean, for those that don't know, it was Paul Young. It was the Brian Kennedy show on RTE.
Yeah.
And it went on for a few weeks and everything. And it was the last episode when we were all, the people who had won every episode were put together to sing together, like the final.
Yeah.
And I was on stage with Liam Whaley was there, and who else was there? Laura Isabor was there, and all these people. And Paul Young. And I was standing next to him. He just goes, who are you? He was like, yeah.
How very dare he.
In the middle of the song.
Unreal.
Says, in fairness to him. And by the way, he was lip syncing. There, I said it. I said it.
Brittany ahead of that baby one more time. Happy Friday, folks. It's almost 16 minutes to 7 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday, 18th of September. Good to have you with us. Thanks for all of the WhatsApps, by the way. 087-188-0008. Apologies if we don't always get to give every individual a shout out. There's just too many to get through. Some of the ones, though, that did catch my eye. Poor old Roy. I don't know if it's his way of saying goodbye, but he says it's his last day working on Dublin Landings.
Dublin Landings? I don't know what that is.
Scaffolding company.
All right. Well, have a good last day, boss. Enjoy yourself.
So he wants to say hi to all the gang from Leash Scaffolding. Wish them all the best. Best Leash Scaffolding.
So he's not saying goodbye to the lads he works with. He wants to say goodbye to another company altogether.
I don't know. I don't really understand it. Obviously, there's a whole lot of scaffolding terms going on there.
There is.
Dublin landings and whatnot. Anyway, Roy, thanks a million for letting us know.
Thank you, Roy.
What else we got? Saul Campbell was part of the Invincibles.
Oh, there you go. Right, yeah, we got to the bottom of it.
And they moved from Spurs to Arsenal, not the other way around.
Oh, okay, yeah.
As somebody put it here, obviously a Gunners fan, he moved to Arsenal to win things.
Fair. Back then they did win things. What a team. Wasn't that the first ever team as well to put out an entire 11 with not one English player on it?
The Arsenal side?
Yeah. That Invincible
that rings
side.
A bell.
I think they were, yeah.
Well, I mean, if Saul Campbell was in it, he's English.
Yes, and then he arrived maybe and then he made up the numbers or something. But I know they had English players on the bench and within the squad and everything.
Right.
But they put out the first 11.
They fielded an actual 11.
And there was all kinds of controversy over it then going, well, I mean, could you even say it's an English league anymore? Yeah, there's a lot of that going on.
Also, Northside Tony. Is that Northside Tony? No, I don't know what that is. It doesn't matter anyway. He's on to say, just checking, if you Dubs are in lockdown for 3 weeks, does that mean we'll get the good weather back again?
I think so. Isn't that the way it works? When we went into, maybe it has to be a nationwide lockdown.
Nationwide, I'm sure.
Who knows? But saying that, it looks pretty good for the weekend.
Yeah.
So maybe it does.
There is definitely lockdown weather syndrome.
The horrible irony of being locked down while the weather is beautiful and then absolutely gun and rain for 20 days when they lifted the restrictions.
Yeah.
It was not lost.
Also, Elaine likes your idea of the crack Olympics, as she's called it. Your drug ravaged Olympic. Officially endorsed drug ravaged
Olympics. Yes, like not, like where it wouldn't be regarded as cheating and everything was done as safe as possible.
Yeah.
Just so we can see what humans are capable of when the reins are taking off or taken off, you know.
And also, you know the way we're going to check in on what potential record PJ is going to attempt, world record, our attempt to try and get PJ's name into the Guinness Book of Records. And we did come across, we were talking about, you know, various kind of unusual records. John Aldridge, the first man to get sent off.
Yeah.
The first man to have a penalty saved.
Yeah.
Kevin Moore, the first man to get sent off in an FA Cup final. We were saying, you were saying about Gary Lineker pooing his pants.
Against Ireland.
Yeah, you were saying maybe. Well, no, I was actually saying.
You were saying.
I was saying that maybe that would be one you could do. The first person to poo himself live on air.
Yeah, I see where you're going, and it definitely would be a record.
Mm.
Whether it's something I want to be remembered for is different.
As Simon pointed out, that would be a shit record to have.
Yes, it would. He's dead right.
So there's a. Apparently it's Boylan's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, is it?
According to somebody, he's going to be 57.
Oh, sure, he's got his, I was going to say Christmas cards. He's got birthday cards all over his desk out there.
Has he?
Yeah, they're all over the place, yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'm sure I sent mine.
He's asking people, who are listening to his show to send them in.
Oh, right, okay, gotcha, yeah, grand. It's not just like a subtle dig as to...
No, we're off the hook. Don't worry about it. Yeah, we're off the hook.
Also, there was another one there as well that I want. There's somebody was asking something. I can't remember. I'll find it anyway. Listen, 087-188-0008, by the way, if you do want to get in touch at any stage today. Big day, final day on the Breakfast Table quiz. We're still looking for that score of 11. That will be good enough to get you that fantastic stay at the Midlands Park Hotel. It's bed and breakfast, bubbles and chocolate is the prize if you can get that 11 on the Breakfast Table quiz. Ahead of it, of course, it's all about the money on the hit bit.
It's all about the money all this morning. It's 1,840 quid. Isn't it? Yes, so we'll do our usual throw in the 10 or 1,800. £150.
Excellent.
And we're going to keep talking about money because the world's most expensive coffee is for sale.
Ooh.
How much, I'll ask you now, Will, how much do you think a cup of that would cost you? One cup.
The most expensive coffee in the world. It's going to be ridiculous, isn't it?
But not as men, like it's not one of those millionaire things.
Yeah, it's not one of those kind of like a shot of whiskey that costs you £2,000 or anything.
No, it's not that ludicrous.
So the most expensive coffee in the world, I'm going to go for...
That you can just walk into a cafe and have it, you know.
Right, I'm going to go, okay, you walk into a cafe off the street, I'm going to go for €35.
€35, right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you yet.
Oh!
I'll tell you after seven, though.
Oh, for God's
I'll tell you
sake.
How much it is. You can have
look
it.
Look at you teasing people.
And then you can go out and get your cheap, dissolvable crap and put it in the mug in the middle in the meantime.
You're not going to tell me?
No, I'll tell you after
right,
seven.
Fine. I'll go and Google it for myself.
Don't Google it! No, it's anticipation!
Okay.
I want to see the look on your face.
Okay, I'll hold off then.
Don't rob the look on your face from me now.
And also,
or I will do the canoe and the trousers.
A bit later on, we're going to see if we can finally agree upon what the likely world record attempt is that PJ is going to make. That's the plan, isn't it? We're going to pin our colours to the mast today.
We absolutely are.
At least that's what we're going to try. So feel free at any stage to make a suggestion. 087-188-0008. Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire here at Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you. Thanks for letting us hang out with you, folks. Friday, 18th of September, almost 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Hopefully you're in good form. Looking forward to the weekend. Looks like it could be okay weather-wise. Might be a chance to get out there. Well, depending on actually what the announcements are today.
As to exactly
whether you can get out there or not. But anyway.
Depending on where you are, I'm sure if you're like us and you're within the tight belt of the M50,
it could be a different story. Who knows? Anyway, listen, I tell you what is definitely on the way before 8 o'clock this morning is the chance to win €1,850. Just tell us what the hit bit is. ClassicHits.ie is a good place to start. Magic Mike standing by on WhatsApp. 087-188-0008. If you want to let him know that you want to have a go. And while you're doing that now, I've got to get to the bottom of this little story that PJ Gallagher teased me with before 7 o'clock. Because I've just finished my first cup of the regular coffee that we have, our old Robert Roberts.
Yeah, Robert Roberts.
Is that what it is, Robert Roberts?
Robert Roberts Java. Our chosen sort of
and what's
flavor.
And what was our region today? The green one. What's the green one?
I don't. It's not Colombia now. That's the one we are. I think we've...
Is it Brazil?
Maybe Brazil. Yes, right. Maybe Brazil. Yeah, indeed.
Magic Mike's on the case there. He's gone over for a look.
Is that what he's done?
I think that's what he's done.
We need to see Mike when we're going to talk about coffee here, because Mike is the man when it comes to it. He gets his fancy coffee delivered to him every week.
Hang on a second. No, he can't even read where it's from. That tells you the quality.
That's the quality of coffee.
He's literally looking at it going...
Tala. I think our coffee's from Tala.
Yeah, it doesn't say, Michael, no.
It says Ireland, is that right?
Excuse me, Ireland, very well-known coffee region of the world. Is there no sort of...
No, not a thing.
Right, okay.
The other one, I think,
that gives you a sort of an insight into the quality we're dealing with.
That's fantastic, isn't it? There you go. That's the quality of coffee we're used to.
Basically, this is our little bag that we put in our fancy coffee press.
Ground, made out of planks in a factory in Tala, I think.
Hang on, he has it.
Indonesia, lads.
Indonesia.
Brilliant. Wrapped up.
And we great all together.
So that's what we had.
That's what we have. But if you're really into your coffee, if you're like Magic Mike, if you are like our Magic Mike, he's a member of this club, and they send him all these different coffees every week and everything, you know. Mm. So he's really, you know, he's like an aficionado in a way, and he has this lovely little coffee pot. In fact, I'm using his old pot, which was no longer fit for purpose at the moment. Isn't that right?
Not fit for purpose.
I think he's looking at me like a stole. You want to see the look on his face? Look, he's giving me the dirty daggers. But this will be right up history. The most expensive coffee in the world is now available. If you happen to be in Mayfair in London, of course, they don't just sell this any old place. Because if you're in Mayfair in London, and it's £50 for one cup of coffee.
Wow.
For an Americano.
Well, I wasn't a million miles away. I said 35 euro.
So you're about...
Yeah, okay.
Approximately half, right?
Yeah, I was just going to say, it was kind of halfish.
I know, and like, this is ridiculous, man. So it's Ethiopian, it's called the Cup of Excellence, is what it's called. And it's made from a very rare bean, and they were sold for £2,000 sterling per kilogram at auction. This is ludicrous. So the coffee shop that sells, you're going to get one coffee shop at Mayfair, and it's in the, like, and you, it's on a first-come, first-served basis, so you can't pre-order your £50 coffee.
So it's like, it's like Burdocks. Once they're sold out, they're sold out.
Yeah, like, you remember that fancy donut place in Dublin that started? And Angel Danger or Angel Donut or something like that.
Yeah.
And they opened up and they sold. When they were gone, they were gone. So they could close at any time. So when they sold their last donut, it was all gone. And the whole shop's gone now, actually. But the cafe's roaster, it's called Difference Coffee. And they process and supply the beans. And they're very, very proud of it. And it's when you get it, it's served to you in a crystal wine glass, right? And the flavour is said to develop and intensify as the coffee cools in the glass. So you're supposed to have a half cold. It's £50 for a half cold coffee in a glass of, in a wine glass.
I could get a half cold coffee anywhere in Dublin.
I give you a half cold coffee now. I give it to you straight out of my hand. In a wine glass. It doesn't even sound nice.
I assume if you're going to be that much of an aficionado, then it's kind of totally unadulterated. You have to have it as an espresso shot. Do you?
You have to have it. Yeah, you have to have it in the spread. You don't.
Like, you're not going to say stick it in a cappuccino.
No, you
throw some chocolate on it.
Throw a lot of chocolate.
And three sugars.
Couple of marshmallows. Give us a couple of marshmallows. Look at that big donut. Throw it. Yeah, give us one of them. I'm gonna have a mouthful of that before I stick it in my face.
So this is meant to be enjoyed like a fine wine or a fine whiskey or something.
Do you know what? I'm such a hypocrite. That's the problem. You've literally hit the nail on the head.
See, what did I say?
If we were talking about a fine whiskey now, I'd be going, oh yeah, £50 a shot. And I'd be saying, Jim, I know it's mad and all, but you know, I'm not a very big drinker. I could probably justify it if I was to get the taste of the barrel of scotch to kill it or two. I know you want to have it there like that. And then after you are finished, have a little square of chocolate.
I've been in your company when you've... drank whiskey and it wouldn't last very long. That's the only thing.
It wouldn't last very long. It'd be wasted on me is basically what would happen. But I'd be harping on saying I had this whiskey and it was absolutely delicious. But because it's coffee, I'm not really into coffee. I'm like, ha, you poor show of the saps.
Can any taste be worth that? Even if it was a whiskey or a wine or whatever, can it be worth that? For something that's literally going to linger on your tongue for a matter of seconds.
I'd like to contradict myself and say absolutely yes and definitely not at the same time. And it depends completely on what it is.
I'd like to take both sides of the argument on this, if I may.
I would like to say if it's coffee, no, and if it's whiskey, yes. I beg your pardon.
I reserve the right to change my mind whenever I feel like it.
In fact, you'll have to beg my pardon because I'm talking in riddles, I'm trying to keep myself sane and at the same time slag off somebody else.
Perfect. We should do a little one of our 5 minute surveys and find out, like, would you pay top whack for anything?
For
like
anything.
That? Like a wine, a whiskey, a coffee, a. Like, would you really pay over the odds for something?
Would you get a monkey steak for 100 quid, like?
Yep, it's the Spicers. Spice Girls and Stop here at Classic Hits. 18 minutes past 7. Happy Friday to you, and thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Some of the WhatsApps that have come in about paying over the top for something, is it worth it? Keith in Dublin wants to know, is that coffee you're talking about, the really expensive one, is that the sort of like cat poo one?
No, it's not. This is a different
one. Is that more expensive than the cat poo one?
It's more expensive than the cat poo one. The cat poo one was known as to being notoriously expensive, but I think it got most of its attention because they pass it through a cat. Rather than it being an incredible taste.
Mike, have you ever had the cat poo coffee?
I have. It's called Civet Coffee, yeah.
You've had it?
I've had it, yeah.
Is it good?
I can't say it's good or bad. It was just kind of normal, you know.
Was it mad expensive?
Yeah, it was really expensive. My brother got it for me as a birthday present, like ordered it online kind of thing. Like a special birthday present.
So what is the most expensive that you've kind of shelled out on? Be it coffee or... What is your tipple of choice?
Oh, Lavazza.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the silver bag thing you have, yeah.
That's good, actually.
It is
like
good.
Lavazza.
We've dropped it off him a couple of times, yeah. Have to say, it's nice. When he's not here, it's great to dip in.
Can I just say right now, I don't mean to raise internal issues on the show, but my coffee pot thing has gone missing now since I came back from
Neville,
Galway.
That is Neville.
Well,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't want to point fingers, but it's Neville.
It is?
Yeah.
Which one? This is the one now.
Your silver one.
Oh, your silver one is missing.
By the way, can I just point out, I just made up Neville's name.
I just decided
basically that I had to take PJ and myself out of the frame. So, yes, Neville.
Neville, got to blame.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
He's the first name that came to mind.
Of course, so.
He's the only other one I've seen in here.
Grant. And he's the biggest talker we know. He'll get himself out of trouble.
Yeah, exactly. He'll talk himself out of it.
Yeah,
that's true. Right, okay. So, but is there anything you've ever paid over the top for, Michael?
Not a huge amount now, I have to say.
Yeah.
I bought quirky coffees, but nothing majorly expensive.
Okay, some of the ones that have come in on the WhatsApp, let me see. Lads, if you want a great cup of coffee, Java Hut in Balbriggan train station.
Ah, would you stop? I'm pretty sure it's as good as your... I'm pretty sure it's a fantastic cup of coffee, but...
Tell you, if there's a train station cafe in Balbriggan charging €50 or 50 quid...
And they're selling Mayfair Ethiopian special bean coffee, then we're really in the Avery place.
Wow. Anyway, Derek the Butcher says, Wagyu beef, lads.
Yeah, we were talking about it on this very show only 2 weeks ago. Do you remember the man who didn't realise he was paying by
that's
the...
That's right.
By the weight.
600 quid in the end for a steak or something.
For a Wagyu beef steak dinner he paid, yeah.
Apparently it's so expensive, but absolutely lovely. Derek the Butcher, funnily enough, being a butcher, says, you really should pay over the odds for that.
I know, I bet you Derek the Butcher.
No vested interest here.
Yeah, he hasn't got a sack of it, he's pretending. He'd sell me an ale fillet and I'd be there. I wouldn't know the difference. I'd be like, ooh, they're so lovely.
It's hard
to cook a steak, right, by the way.
I'd have no... This is from Joe in Limerick. I'd have no problem paying ridiculous money for premium whiskey. So Joe and Limerick would pay over the top.
I think I would when it comes to whiskey. Like, you know what I mean? Like, occasionally, I have spent, like, the 20 quid-ish sort of mark for something that's nice, right? Very, very, very rare.
Yeah, the most I think I've ever spent, I think, was €18 for a Jameson 18-year-old.
Right, yeah.
I think that's the most I've ever shelled out.
And I think that's not really considered splashing
That's not even excessive.
No, in whiskey land, it's not. Like,
no.
Whereas... You know what I mean? If somebody did say, this one's 50 quid, but you'll never have anything like it ever again. You'll remember it for the rest of your life. And I've just had the best dinner and all ever. And I thought, oh, if this is, am I buying myself a great memory here? Yeah, I think I might do it. I think I might do it, to be honest with you. But then if anybody did it for coffee, I'd be laughing at them. I'm such a hypocrite.
Right. Well, let us know if there is something that you think it's absolutely worth paying well over the odds, ridiculous money for, there's some, because it's just your particular passion. Let us know, 087-188-0008. And speaking of money, we'll try and give you some to spend on whatever your passion is when we do the hit bit. That's on the way very shortly. €1,850, classichits.ie, good place to start. Share and believe here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Happy Friday, almost 23 minutes to 8 o'clock, almost time for the hit bit. €1,850, Magic Mike is standing by. Let him know if you want to play, 087-188-0008. And while you're doing that, if you're on the lookout for love, well, you know, we often feature strange places and strange ways that people go looking for love on this show. And yeah, I think this is kind of up there.
I think this one takes the biscuit, I'll be quite honest with you.
Really?
We've talked about a lot of unusual love scenarios on this show, but this one, for me, is the most bizarre thing. If you're around the same vintage of Jim McCabe and myself and you were growing up looking at sort of comedians on television, basically one thing that was a common thread all the time was the mother-in-law joke. The mother-in-law joke was always the thing.
The era of the kind of Les Dawsons and all that sort of stuff. My mother-in-law
I says, "Why? How long are you staying with us for the visit?" She says, "As long as you like." I says, "You're not even going to have a coffee."
It was all
of these jokes, you know.
I won't say my mother-in-law is unpopular, but when she comes round, the mice throw themselves into the trap. You know those ones.
Oh, yeah. My mother-in-law, I asked my mother-in-law what she wants for her birthday. She says, "Something for the bath." I says, "Have you tried a toaster?"
I bought my mother-in-law a chair for her birthday. She still hasn't plugged it in.
Oh, my God, we're not there. Yeah. My mother-in-law... We can't stop now. My mother-in-law says, "Let's address the elephant in the room." I says, "You talking to yourself again?"
No, stop. Down with that sort of thing.
Oh, that's terrible.
That was a bit of nostalgia there, just to set the scene, because that's, you know, basically what we're saying is that once upon a time, the mother-in-law was a source of ridicule. Wasn't it?
Myself and Jim do not like those jokes at all.
Not at all.
So now it's really strange news when you see that there's a man and he's after marrying his mother-in-law.
Good Lord.
Yeah, he's after this. He divorced his wife of 8 years and he's after not only marrying her, but he was so determined to make this marriage to his mother-in-law happen that he got a 500-year-old law overturned to let them do it. So his name is Clive Blunden, and the mother-in-law's name is Brenda. And they've now been together for over 30 years. This is how long he's been fighting to get this to be legal and happen.
Right.
Because he was previously arrested in the 90s for leaving his wife and wanting to marry his mother-in-law. He was arrested for it.
Oh, good Lord, that's a bit strong.
Imagine the jokes in that police station at the time, can you imagine?
Everywhere.
Marry his mother-in-law, does he? He wouldn't take mine, would he? Be all that going, I've got a few for spare over here if you'd like to marry them and all.
Does it say how long he was originally married to his wife?
Eight years. Yeah. So then he decided, you know something. And he says,
I think your mother's better.
Your ma's deadly. And she goes, "I know." And he goes, "No, she's really deadly. I'm going to call around to her and ask her."
Because could you imagine in the early stages of the original marriage, when he was turning around and going, "I really like your mum." She was thinking, "Oh, this is fantastic.
It's great."
Because, you know, most people, they don't like their in-laws.
I know.
"Oh, my God, I'm so lucky. My husband, you know, really likes having mum around."
And they met in the 70s when mother-in-law jokes were really popular. And he would have been there, "I don't like those jokes. Your mum's great." You know, we all like her. And who knew?
Yeah.
So who knew that
things like this that are being sent in on WhatsApp. Like, we have a picture of our mother-in-law, or my mother-in-law, on the mantelpiece. Helps keep the kids away from the fire.
You see?
That sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Like, oh, it's terrible, isn't it?
Disgraceful.
Yeah. What's your least favourite part of your mother-in-law? Both her faces. So Clive has now got married, and he has two children. He's two daughters with his wife.
Yeah.
So basically, he's married their granny. And, like, the weird thing about this story is, you could be really happy about it, but Irene, who was his wife's name, Irene, who was his wife, his actual wife first, she, of course, is not going to the wedding of Clive and Brenda. She says she's been totally betrayed in all of this.
Yeah.
And kind of, ironically, the whole point of this story is to sort of, like, say, you see, the mother-in-law is absolutely lovable and a normal person. But it just makes the case that the mother-in-law is the worst person in this, because she's after doing the worst thing possible
on her daughter
by running off with our fella.
That is strange.
It's just such a bizarre story because
you can imagine the tabloids are one of those, you know, the real sort of pap type magazines that have those. I don't know what the equivalent is on this side of the world, but you know the way you get the National Enquirer or something in the US. I don't know what the equivalent is over this side of the pond, but you can imagine them having a field day.
Absolutely have a field day with it. It'd be unreal. And now, like, there's got to be loads of jokes about that there as well. It's going, "What are you doing on the honeymoon?" I heard they went to Florida and she fell into an alligator pool and he jumped in to save the alligator.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. The hit bit is worth 1,840 quid. Jim the gentleman has decided we're going to throw in a fiver each.
I love the way you say that. Jim has decided when you were the one who rounded it up.
Yeah.
Jim has decided to give us extra cash. I don't remember being consulted on that one, but
I could see he gave me the look of do it or I'll make a show you. He was doing that, I think. I'm throwing Jim under the bus here. But he is.
That's okay.
But gentleman Jim will definitely throw a fiver into the pot.
You better
to make
believe it.
1,850 quid, no doubt about it. Here's what it sounds like. No small money in this anymore, so we're going to give Kellyanne a shot this morning. Hiya, Kellyanne.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad at all. How are you getting on? Where are you today?
I'm in Mallow in Cork.
Oh, very good, very good. Yeah, I know Mallow well.
Is the sun shining, Kellyanne?
It's coming.
It's on the way.
Hope so, yeah.
See that?
So.
Kellyanne is an optimist.
Yeah, so what are you doing this weekend, Kellyanne? Not having a weekend in Dublin or anything?
No.
Yeah.
The old Dublin city breaks aren't going down a storm at the moment.
I have a funny feeling if we even went for a break now this weekend, they'd be chasing us out of the rest of the country.
Absolutely, you wouldn't be let in.
With hurling sticks.
Pitchforks and everything.
So have you any plans for your weekend, Kellyanne?
Nah,
just take it as it comes. Yeah, hopefully you get a bit of sunshine. What do you think this is anyway?
I think it's level 42, Lessons in Love.
Great
good
song.
Tune. Good choice, Kellyanne. Right, good song. Michael, what do you reckon to that?
It sure is. And imagine you got this money, Kellyanne. I mean, it'd be heaven in your hands, wouldn't it? Like the cash, be heaven in your hands. That's a song by Level 42.
Oh my God.
You could have picked it. You could have picked a hit, Michael.
It's the only one that made sense. Anyway, oh, sorry, it's wrong, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that, Kellyanne.
Unlucky. Okay. Unlucky. Thanks,
man.
Happy Friday, Kellyanne.
Bye.
See you. Have a good one. So, Andrea Canning's on the other line. How are you, Andrea?
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. Where are you this morning?
We're in Clondalkin.
Clondalkin, good stuff. What's your weekend outlook so far?
I don't know yet. With the restrictions. I'm on the way to dentist.
The garden.
True, yeah.
The garden, Andrea. That's your outlook.
That's it.
I'd say run out and get your barbecue now before they're all sold out. So, Andrea, we'd love to give you a few quid. It's 1,850 quid. One of those fivers belonging to the famous Jim McKay.
Yeah, which means it's only worth €3.
After tax, it's €2.70 or something like that. What do you think it is, Andrea?
Is it Angel Eyes, Wet, Wet, Wet?
Ooh.
Don't know.
That's an interesting one.
We had Marty Pello on the show. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And I was asking about Rangers and all, and he was all sort of stifling but nice about us and all. You know, he was a bit ruffled about the question.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. I thought he was okay, though.
He was. He was grand, yeah. He was a nice fella, yeah. He was grand, yeah. Here's me just causing trouble for no reason again. Yeah. So what do you reckon, Mike?
Andrea, let me put you out of your misery straight away. It is wrong, unfortunately. I'm so sorry. But I mean, you know, lads, I have a feeling that this is going to go soon. All together now.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Oh, PJ.
Oh, God.
Well, you got to set them up, we knock them down. Fantastic.
Thanks a million for having a go, Andrea.
Cheers, Andrea. Happy Friday.
Bye.
See you later. Oh, yeah. She was very impressed.
I was just going to say, I suspect that the least impressed of all of us with that was indeed Andrea.
Yeah, no, and here's us serenading her on the phone. I'll tell you something, lads.
I don't know. Right, Niall Boylan's going to give you another chance. Actually, if Niall doesn't give it away, Magic Mike could be giving it away in his own right next week.
I could. I'm in for Niall next week, yeah.
That's it, exactly. Yeah, you keep me hanging on. Kim Wilde here at Classic Hits, 8:09. Happy Friday to you folks. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on the way this hour. Of course, it is the Breakfast Table Quiz. Score of 11 will win you a fantastic break to the Midlands Park Hotel. That's still to come. But in the meantime, Magic Mike has joined us because we are about to reveal the challenge that PJ Gallagher will take on in order to get his name into the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, I think we've had a little chat about it here, lads. I think I am going to accept the challenge. I think I'm up to it. It involves one of my passions in life, so I can't see
did,
why not.
We did solicit as many suggestions as we could possibly get from the good listeners of Ireland, and there was all sorts of things. There was a few of them that, you know, Mike and myself, we were on board with. PJ wasn't having it. It involved a lot of exertion and
pain.
General danger, and there was pain in some of them.
We were all
for us, but like for some reason he was wimping out of us.
At 6 o'clock in the morning when he suggested I should be the first person on live radio to go to the toilet in my trousers, I was like, I know, I'm not into these
I'm
ideas
just saying,
at all.
It would have been a record. Not only would it have been easy to do, but it would probably have stood for a long time. Nobody else would have challenged you as the, you know... live on air pooing record.
It's absolutely disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
This, thankfully, is a lot more pleasant.
Okay, so yesterday, lads, we found out about a guy called Stu Haler.
Yes.
And he is from the UK. He is 39 years of age. And he ate 36 Jaffa cakes in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And that happened not so long ago. And it was sort of a pub eating competition that was put on, right? A festival competition.
Which sounded at the time very doable. 36 in 3 minutes for PJ Gallagher with a mouth like that.
With a big mouth like mine. I would have thought it was achievable, but I've seen the video and I'm telling you, lads.
Well,
difficult.
You've seen a video, but don't get confused about what video you saw, because we have to take all things into consideration, Jim, of course.
Obviously.
The radio programming being the number one.
Right.
And we don't want a man eating Jaffa cakes for over 3 minutes on the radio.
You can get a song in.
You can get a song in, right? That's the length of a song. So I don't know how appetising that would be for the ear. So we've gone and dug a little bit deeper, PJ. And
all
Peter
right.
Cherwinski, a.k.a. Furious Pete... holds the official Furious Pete. He's from Canada. He holds the official Jaffa cake eating world record, right?
Right.
Now, the good thing about this is, lads, it goes back to 2013, so this has not been beaten even by himself since 2013.
Wow.
Furious Pete.
You're taking him down,
okay,
PJ Gallagher.
Okay, right. So what is
Furious Pete? I can't think of a good nickname for you. Sorry, man. I'm just so struggling.
Oh, that's the first thing we need to do is a nickname for PJ.
Yeah,
for this challenge.
Need a record breaker nickname.
Okay,
yeah.
Done. Anyway, he has even tried to beat his own record since 2013. He hasn't managed to do it. Do you want to hear what it is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, in 1 minute, PJ, you, like Furious Pete, well, you're going to have to beat his record. I'll tell you what his record is first. He ate 17 Jaffa Cakes in 60 seconds. So what does that mean, Jim? The mathematician of the group? What does it mean he has to do,
that
Jim?
That means you're going to have to eat them very, very fast.
Yes, it does.
And it means how many you're going to have to eat? 18.
18 in 60 seconds.
Yeah. Now, if you can do 17, you know, we'll be happy with you, PJ. But, I mean, we're about world record beating here.
Have you actually done the sums on how quick that is per cake, per Jaffa cake?
So, I think it's 5 seconds per Jaffa cake.
Why don't you guys talk among yourselves and I'll work it out?
I think it's 5 seconds. I think that's what it says.
It's 3.33 seconds. 3 1/3 seconds per cake we need.
Yeah, your man did the 5 seconds. The stew lad was the 5 seconds.
Yeah, right. Stew was a 5 seconder.
Okay.
We're looking for a 3.33333.
Right, so basically what you're saying is I got to get training. We could be in the potential, where I'm living. Actually, you two don't live in Dublin. But I could be in a potential lockdown.
Yes, you'll have plenty of time
in your hands. So I'll have plenty of time to practice my Jaffa munching, is what you're saying.
No, it's training. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
This is proper training.
Yes.
Right. This will be the first time that you'll be able to put a Jaffa cake in your mouth, and it'll be like lifting a dumbbell. It'll be that level of training.
So don't say we don't do anything for you, PJ. We've gone out and bought some Jaffa cakes this morning,
give
right?
Give me one of those cakes.
Do I have a clock that I can time?
Yeah, get the stopwatch out there.
Let me see if I have the stopwatch. Okay, so, Mike, you're going to shout the go and stop, and I'm going to time, okay? So, pair one Jaffa cake, right? Are we ready? Michael, you'll give me...
Okay, so we're looking at a Jaffa cake. Oh, yeah, I should state the rules, by the way. And this is from Furious.
What's the rules?
So, well, there is rules, but if you want to beat the record, there's rules.
Right.
You have to eat it, swallow it, and then go, show us your mouth.
Right, okay, yeah.
So that we know what's gone.
I understand.
He's doing it to the camera, not to us.
You have to smell me breath as well, Jim.
Oh, for God's sake.
Okay, 3.3 seconds, okay. PJ, the Jaffa cake. Are you ready?
Now, Mike, remember to say stop, because I'm just going to hit the thing.
As soon as he says...
Oh, right, you say, okay, right.
On your marks, get set, go, PJ. Here he goes now. 1, 2. He's still eating. He's like, oh my God!
Did he?
How did he get?
He still got. His eye hasn't swallowed it yet.
Yeah, right.
I thought he was choking
there for a second.
4.1 seconds. Rubbish.
That's not bad.
That wasn't bad. That can be worked upon.
Right.
That's not bad.
Let's try it once more. Let's try it once more.
Really?
Yeah. Come. This is training, buddy.
Okay,
you're eating Jaffa cakes, for God's sake.
No, you were very quick to do the there and you had bits falling out and all. Now, that would be...
So we want a full swallow, okay?
You're being very sticky on this, Dad.
Progress.
You're
speaking with Jaffa cake in your mouth. You have to swallow it.
I'm licking the inside.
Be careful. That was a bit dangerous. I thought you were choking there for a second.
Right, are you ready?
I'm too busy to be getting help.
I did nearly choke.
On your marks, get set, go.
Come on, PJ. Look at that. Oh, he's very good.
Mm.
Oh, no, this is... what have you done?
Oh, this one's very nice. I'm
It's just because it's nice.
The second one was much harder.
9.91 seconds.
The second one was much harder, lad.
What was that about?
The second one was much harder.
This is going to be a bigger challenge than I think any of us anticipated.
Oh my God.
So I'll tell you, I think the best thing for you to do is you need to have a good long think about letting us down. Mike, you need to hand me a Jaffa cake there.
He said be careful.
And make us a cup of tea, PJ, as well.
Now, the first one was a really good attempt, and then he said be careful. I think the danger here is looking after our health.
Isn't
me doing that.
Yeah.
They're very nice.
Yeah, they are very nice.
They're helping you.
You are better off savouring them, I find, as well, sometimes.
What a jackass.
Yeah, the new Radicals, You Get What You Give, here at Classic Hits, 19 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. Happy Friday to you. Thank you so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for letting us hang out with you on this Friday. Hopefully you're in good form. It looks like it could be a decent weather weekend. Hopefully you get the chance to enjoy it. And thanks for all the WhatsApps as well, 087-188-0008. A couple of suggestions, PJ, as to a name, your official nickname for the Jaffa Cake Challenge.
Very good. This is the most important part as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, because we're taking down Furious Pete.
Yes.
Right? So Furious Pete is the current record holder. We're taking him down.
Okay? Yeah, Furious
Pete. So we need an appropriate moniker for you. Some of the suggestions, there was Glorious Gallagher. Not bad.
Yeah, okay. Glorious Gallagher. I see where we're going with this. I like the glorious term.
But I've been inspired.
Right, what's it?
I've been inspired by Mikhail, right?
Mikhail?
Mikhail has been on WhatsApp.
And I thought you were suggesting that. I was like, Mikhail Gallagher.
No, I've been inspired by Mikhail's choice, and I think you should be PJ, the Jaffer Gaffer Gallagher.
The Jaffer Gaffer Gallagher. Of course I should be. That's it.
I think so.
That's fantastic.
The Jaffer Gaffer Gallagher.
The Jaffa Gaffer Gallagher is... I'm all over that.
You will be the Jaffa Gaffer, that's for sure. You're going to beat Furious Pete. I believe in you.
I'm going to say now, if I pull this off, if I beat Furious Pete, I promise. I put my hand on heart and say, I will change my name by deed poll to PJ the Jaffa Gaffer Gallagher.
Brilliant. Will do it. Oh, I can't... This is a proper showdown, people. We're excited about this, aren't we, Mike? The Jaffa Gaffer Gallagher goes up against Furious Pete.
Yeah, what's the outfit going to be like? That's the next question.
We need to get you a superhero outfit.
Well, it's going to have to be like
it'll have to be orange.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe an orange cape on a blue sort of onesie thing. You know what I mean? That's what I'm thinking. Like a sort of a saggy onesie because I'm eating so much, so not tight like a real superhero.
No, because you need to room to expand.
Yeah, so like blue onesie pajamas with a Jaffa cake on the chest and an orange cape, I'm thinking.
Can you make that happen, Michael?
Of course I can make it happen.
And like an orange Zorro mask. You know that sort of way. I think that's the way it could look. Lads, we're onto something here.
Absolutely. And people are suggesting that we're going to have to get you your walk-on music ahead of the event, when the event is happening.
Of course.
You'll have to emerge like a champion boxer.
Absolutely, I will.
I like this. I like this a lot. So that's it. So it's all set. The stage is set for Furious Pete to be brought down and humbled in front of the might of PJ the Jaffa Gaffer Gallagher.
Unbelievable. We're going to have to get Furious Pete on the phone and give some smack talk and everything as well. Has to be a bit of smack talk going on.
Has to be. So that's it. The stage is set for a world record attempt on the Jaffa cake eating world record.
Oh, fantastic. I'm looking forward to it. It's like a Royal Rumble. Now I know how McGregor felt fighting Mayweather.
Blondie's Heart of Glass here at Classic Hits. Happy Friday, 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Waking them happy with PJ and Jim. Breakfast table quiz on the way. Magic Mike standing by. Final call 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Speaking of WhatsApp, loads of people getting involved now, getting behind you on this challenge.
I'm delighted to see it. Thank you so much for your support, everybody.
Your world record bid. Various suggestions coming in. Paddy in Cork, for example, has a tip. He says, the secret of the Jaffa Challenge, lads, is to use Lidl brand Jaffa Cakes.
Really? Now, that's probably a good tip.
According to him, he says they're slightly smaller and lighter than the other brands.
Let's go with them. And, of course, Lidl, they're the people that have provided us with very extraordinary sausages in the past.
Well,
so I'm willing to go with this. This sounds good to me.
Paddy has also suggested that maybe for your outfit you should wear an orange sash.
I think we're pushed a little bit too far now.
He didn't mention the bowler hat, mind.
No, I think so.
Also, great shout. Somebody's saying REM's Orange Crush as your walk-on music.
This is brilliant. Orange Crush. People are really getting into this. They're behind this.
It's got everything. It's got orange and it's got crushing the opposition.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
And remember as well, another possibility was the famous Club Orange ad when we were growing up was Queen, Don't Stop Me Now.
Good.
You know what I mean? So that might work too.
That could work as well. Somebody suggesting a Mayo jersey as an outfit for your challenge.
My God.
Not, yeah.
You're joking me. Well, why don't I just cover myself in old stale hay?
And also, somebody's pointed out that if we are going to go full superhero, you were saying maybe an orange cape. You were saying maybe a blue onesie
yeah.
with a giant Jaffa cake on the front.
I think so,
and
yeah.
of course, in all great superheroes wear their underpants on the outside of their outfits.
Brilliant, yeah.
So they'll have to be orange underpants on the outside.
That's a great idea, yeah.
Right, sure. And
I'll go and rob a pair of orange underpants.
That's exactly what Keith has said. Mike, no need to get PJ pants to wear outside his tights. He'll steal them himself from a nearby gym.
I have a funny feeling all the gyms will be closed, so we'll have to rely on on Mike's fingers there.
Anyway, it's going to be brilliant. We're all set with this. This is going to roll out over the next couple of weeks. It's going to be training. Obviously, there'll be training videos, and we'll be putting PJ through his paces. We'll be able to train him to his favourite Rocky music and everything. It's going to be amazing. We'll be having sparring sessions where I'll, you know, volunteer myself to, you know, spar with him in a Jaffa cake eating capacity.
Basically,
I really do sacrifice myself
for
this show.
He's just going to stand there with a pot of coffee, enjoying a biscuit, watching me choke on them.
I'm prepared. I'm there for you, buddy. I'm going to be your corner man for this. This is going to be amazing.
Never let it be said I didn't have the encouragement I needed to make me angry.
Right, so by the way, speaking of eating delicious things, reminder that this coming Sunday, the 20th, is HB's Ice Cream Sunday. Okay, HB's Ice Cream Sunday is happening this Sunday. Looks as though the weather's going to play ball. It's going to be a fantastic day. No better day than to get your noshers around a fantastic HB ice cream. And the idea behind it is that if you pick up a HB multi-pack on Sunday, they will donate from your purchase 10 cent to Down Syndrome Ireland. And the idea is, of course, that it's supporting Down Syndrome Ireland's educational services for young children. So it's their See and Learn programme. And it's a fantastic initiative, isn't it?
A brilliant initiative, and it's a great charity, Down Syndrome Ireland. They've been doing amazing work for years. Always been involved with the biking community and stuff as well, with Aidan Lynam back in the day. But this, and you couldn't be doing something, it couldn't be easier to get involved. You
Absolutely.
Get to eat ice cream.
That's it.
It's like Jim watching me do a biscuit challenge with a handful of Jaffa cake. You get to eat ice cream. You don't buy yourself a multi-pack. They give 10 cents off everyone you buy into the charity, and that's it. It's as simple as that. And if you can, like, take a picture or maybe just tag three of your mates before it happens, encourage them to share it and around and to buy some multi-packs themselves, and everybody's a winner.
Absolutely. Just use the hashtag HB Ice Cream Sunday. You can tag HB in it. You can tag Down Syndrome Ireland in it as well. And by the way, if you want to make an additional donation yourself, downsyndrome.ie will have all the details if you want to make your own donation as well. But this coming Sunday, HB's Ice Cream Sunday is happening. So grab your multi-pack, your HB multi-pack, and you'll know that not only are you going to enjoy the ice cream, but you're also going to help Down Syndrome Ireland. You've gotten big into the ice cream lately, haven't
you?
I have. You've discovered an ice cream shop or something.
I nearly destroyed myself yesterday. So please, if you get a multi-pack, remember, you don't have to eat them all at the same time. Just in this little trailer, lad.
Right.
And right beside, in this petrol station just up the road from me. Pass it every day. I've never gone in. Yesterday, I needed air in the tyre. And I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get myself some ice cream while I'm here, right?
Right.
So I went to the man, and you know the way you get the little tub?
The little tub thing, yeah.
It was a big tub. I thought, well, he'll surely fit three scoops in that. I'm not joking.
So you didn't go for the little tub, you went for the big tub?
They're all little tubs.
Oh,
I just,
okay.
You know, thought he was going to fill up the little tub. You know, so it's a big tub. But, you know, it wouldn't be a cereal bowl or anything. A little tub.
Right.
I says, give me a mint chocolate and a chocolate and a blueberry, a scoop of each, please. And he looked at me, sort of nodded his head. And he said, each scoop was about the size of a human head. It was like a football. It was like a football.
So he basically gave you three bowling balls in a tub.
Like, you want to see that? Like, you couldn't balance it. Like, it was totally top heavy. I had to, like, hold it. Like, I had to put my finger against the middle of it to stop it all falling around. And a tiny little spoon. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my. I was like, Scott. He goes, do you want any toppings? I was like, what toppings do you have? It must have been about three
Oreo
biscuits.
Great to know that you were struggling with the size of the ice cream, but it didn't put you off saying, oh, well, okay, actually, toppings. Now that you mention it, what have you got available?
Yeah, well, the toppings were free. It was like two Oreo biscuits. And I got, you want to see? It was so hard to eat. I mean, tiny little spoon was all on my fingers. I was like, I better eat it all anyway, because you wouldn't want to waste it.
No.
And, you know, and I tried to eat it as fast as I could, because I was actually embarrassed with the size of it. Walking out of a petrol station with, like, this monstrosity of ice cream. And it felt like I just put my mouth around the cow's udder and sucked on it for about 3 days. I was so sick. I was absolutely so sick. I've never had so much dairy product inside my body at any one time.
So you're going back today, are you?
I think I'm going to go for four scoops today.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next goal gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
So this week, of course, we teamed up with the Midlands Park Hotel because at the moment they have this fantastic autumn offer on its bed and breakfast, bubbles and chocolate from €89. You'll get all the details on MidlandsParkHotel.com. If you want to find them, of course, just a short drive off the M7. They're about 45 minutes outside of Dublin. So you can check it out. All the details you need to know about their package and where they are and how to get to them and all that they offer on MidlandsParkHotel.com.
Absolutely. 11 the score you need. And of course, if you get 11, you're done. 11 or more. We won't just knock you on the head if you get 12, of course. That wouldn't make any sense at all. But Michael Goss has got to play this morning. Hiya, Michael.
Morning, PJ. Morning, James. How's it going, lad?
Oh, good, Michael. Happy Friday to you, sir.
Same to you guys.
What are you up to today? Anything exciting?
I've been up since the crack of dawn, dropping kids to school and work, and I'm going into the office for an hour later, but in between working from home and working in the office these days. So.
Good God, I'm exhausted just listening
just
to
him.
I'm tired just listening
to
him.
Well, look, it's Friday, Saturday's coming up.
You do more in your commute than I do in a day's work.
Right, listen, Michael, if ever a man deserved a break at the Midlands Park Hotel, it sounds like it's you. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. We just need 11. Literally, if you can just make it to 11, it's yours to take away. You good to go?
Oh, yeah. Can I make a quick suggestion that PJ takes the name Jaffa Jake?
Jaffa Jake.
Jaffa Jake.
Not bad at all.
Jaffa Jake.
Jaffa Jake.
Jaffa Jake and his Jaffa Cakes. I mean, it's got a rhyme to it.
Personally, I'm still a fan of the Jaffa Cakes, but anyway. Absolutely. Yeah. Jaffa Jake.
Jaffa Jake has a good ring.
Could well be. Could well be the case. Right, are you good to go, PJ?
I'm good to go.
Here we go. 60 seconds to try and get this 11 correct answers. Best of luck. Here we go.
What country is the longest coastline in the world?
Chile.
Canada. What is the longest river in the world?
The Amazon.
It's the Nile in the human body. The abbreviation CNS stands for what?
Central Nervous System.
Luxembourg has a border with Belgium, Germany and what other country?
France.
If you were born on the 2nd of October, what star sign would you be?
Libra.
According to the Dickens novel, it is a tale of how many cities?
Two.
The city of Hamburg is in what European country?
Germany.
What kind of animal was the cartoon character Droopy?
Dog?
Yeah, what animal is commonly found in packs and known for howling?
Wolves.
Koalas are native to what country?
New Zealand.
Alberta is a province of which country?
Canada.
What did the Romans call Scotland?
Caledonia.
Yeah, in tennis, what piece of fruit is found at the top of the men's Wimbledon trophy?
Robert?
It's a pineapple.
Oh,
and a strawberry is the only fruit that makes sense, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
Why is there
Wimbledon's
a pineapple?
A strawberry.
They're famous for their strawberries, I have
to say. Absolutely.
Michael got the hardest questions of the week, undoubtedly.
It was it'll be the close this. I'd say if he hasn't done it, he got as close as he could get without doing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9.
Are you joking me?
Oh my God.
Oh, wow. You're joking me. And you were,
I thought you got more. It felt like you were getting more.
Definitely. I think they're the hardest questions of the week, without doubt.
Yeah.
Well, the first two stumped me, but they were tough.
They were tough, yeah. The longest coastline in the world, and Chile, a great guess, considering it's the longest country in the world.
Yeah. 9 is what we ended up with, though, Michael. Listen, it was a brave attempt. Happy Friday to you. Enjoy your break and your bit of a rest over the weekend, and thanks for having a go, man.
See you, Michael. Take care.
Cheers, Michael.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.